A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Out of 365 days in the year 2023, you have spent 303. And this is the 304th day of the year. I think you should give thanks, glory, and praise to the Almighty God who has graciously kept you alive up until this day. You are not alive because you are good. You are not here because you are smart or because you are holy, not because you are very careful or vigilant, but it has pleased the Lord to keep you on this divide. It has pleased the Lord to keep you here. And why has he chosen to leave you here? He has chosen to leave you here because there is yet a purpose for you to be fulfilled right here. And the primary aim of the Almighty is that you may worship and praise him and glorify him with your life. He said, "These people have I formed for myself," in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21. "And they shall show forth my praises." So God wants you to give him praise. And that's why he has kept you alive. And for the things that God has done for you, for the preservations, for the protection, for the care, for the 303 days that you have spent, and for this day, the 304th day, I'd like you to lift your voice of thanksgiving to God and let God know how grateful you are. Do not take it for granted. Shall we begin to bless the name of the Lord and say, "Father, I thank you. I am grateful for day one of year 2023. I am grateful for day 31. I am grateful for the first quarter of the year. I am grateful for the first half of the year. I am grateful, O God, for the third quarter of the year. I am grateful for this month of October that is ending today. I am indeed very grateful, O God. I am thankful for your care. I am thankful for your protection. I am thankful for your provision. I ask, O God, that you will take all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. You have been good to me. You have been good to my household, and I am indeed grateful. I do not take it for granted, but I join the host of heaven today to say, holy are you, the living God. I join the 24 elders to say, you are worthy, O Lord, worthy to receive praise and honor and glory and power and dominion and authority. I join the four living creatures to say, thou art holy, 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 holy are you, Lord God Almighty. The heavens and the earth are full of your glory. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers. Let's pray this morning. I'd like you to talk to God and ask that the Lord will yet show himself mighty on your behalf this remaining 61 days in year 2023. Lift your voice and say, Father, show yourself mighty. Show yourself great on my behalf the remaining days of this year in the name of Jesus. Let me see your hand. Let me see your wonders in my life and let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father, for I know this is what you will do. You will show yourself mighty and great on my behalf, on behalf of my household, on behalf of my family, on behalf of my children, on behalf of my endeavors. You will show yourself mighty and great in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, keep your covenant with me this end of the year season. Keep your covenant with me, your covenant of peace, your covenant of provision, your covenant of protection, your covenant of prosperity. Keep your covenant with me. Keep your covenant with my house in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray that you will keep your covenant with me and with my house the remaining days of this year. Have respect to the covenant, O God, on my behalf, on the behalf of my household, on the behalf of my business. Have respect to the covenant. Keep your covenant with me. Keep your covenant with my house and let your name be forever honored. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I refuse to live this year empty. I refuse to end this year on an empty note. Let's begin to pray. Tell the Lord, I won't end this year empty. Give me something great to show in the name of Jesus. Father, I refuse to live this year on an empty note. I refuse to end this year empty. I pray, oh God, give me something great to show that your name may be honored and be praised in the name of Jesus. I won't leave this year empty. I won't end 2023 empty. You will give me favor in the sight of all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. What a joy to see the last day of the month of October. I am confident that you will see the hand of God in your life. I am confident that the promises of God concerning you will still find expression and fulfillment. I am confident that every promise of God you are holding on to since the year started, or when you were crossing over to 2023 from the past year, the last year, I am confident that the Lord will bring them to pass. There will be a fulfillment of those things in your life in the name of Jesus. I am confident and praying that God will give you a testimony to end this year with. You won't end this year on an empty note in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Be reminded, dear listener, of the promise of God through Moses to the children of Israel when they were about to leave the land of bondage, the land of Egypt. The Lord gave his word to Moses to give to the children of Israel. And he said, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be when ye go, that ye shall not go empty-handed. That is the promise of God for you. You won't live this year empty-handed. One major catalyst that will make this to come to pass is the promise of favor, the favor of God upon a man. Favor is what you get that brings other things along to you. Favor. Favor is what make men to open their hands unto you. Favor is what make men open doors unto you. Favor is what make men to remember you. Favor makes people to remember you. And that is favor. We all need favor. It makes men to remember us. Favor is what makes people to open doors for you. Favor is what makes people, makes men to open their hands unto you. We all need favor. And so God promised the children of Israel favor. He said, I'm going to give you favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that you will not go empty. I am praying that the oil of favor will be upon your head. That oil will drip from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and people will favor you. Get ready for favor. Favor brings gift. And so your life will attract gifts and good things this end of the year season. 61 more days. The favor of God will be great upon your life. These 61 days remaining, let me say 62 plus today, the favor of God will be so evident upon your life. It will attract good things to you. It will attract gifts to you. It will bring job to you. For those who are trusting God for employment, get set before this year is over. The job, a beautiful job, will be given to you, so you won't end this year jobless in the precious name of Jesus. Favor will cause men to give substance, to give money to you. Favor will cause people to give you landed properties. Favor will cause people to give to you. So you will be given. And that was exactly what happened to the children of Israel in Egypt. Gifts were given to them. Gifts of gold and jewelries and what have you. Resources were transferred to them by the favor of God. Don't ever forget, the favor of God will accomplish for you in one day what it has taken 10 years for people to long and lobby or fight for. That is how favor operates. And so when God spoke to Moses and said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that when ye go, ye won't go empty-handed. Favor is what compels men to give to you. And God was saying, I will compel men to give to you. You will not end this year empty in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you that the remaining days of this year, you will be divinely protected, shielded, and guided by the Almighty God. You won't be a victim of any evil. No evil will befall you or anyone close to you in the name of Jesus. People will not gather to mourn with you. There shall be no loss of any kind in your life and around you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will end this year on a note of celebration in the precious name of Jesus. No evil will befall you, no plague will come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heaven will open perpetually upon you and your ways will be prosperous. You will walk your way safely this end of the year season. You will not stumble. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Congratulations. Seeing the end of the month of October, you will see the end of November, the end of December, and you will fulfill the number of your days. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral as we renew our covenant. We call it Covenant Renewal Service. We renew our covenant of peace, of protection and provision and other covenant packages with the Almighty God. Communion will be served. Don't forget, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMan. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.